Well, mate, that was hard. Disappointing day. We came so close against the league leaders. We were almost there, but you can never afford to switch off at this level, can you?
Yeah, like you say, was so close. We knew how they were going to play. They've got some big physical players, and we were expecting them to be quite direct, and obviously playing on our pitch, it would suggest that they'd be even more direct, because it's not a pitch to play football on. And for so long, we looked like we coped with it, and we defended our 18-yard box really, really well, and we picked up second ball, and we were good with our clearances, and just a lack of concentration, I think, maybe, going into those last 5 minutes. It's no good being good for 85 minutes. You've got to be it for 95 minutes. And once the first goal went in, you thought, right, it'll be a test of character to see which players would stand up, which players would rise to the occasion, rise to the challenge, and unfortunately we went the other way, and people were more interested in blaming each other for whose fault it was rather than staying focused. And at that point we were still winning the game, still in control, and then the second goal 60 seconds later, and then again when players were needed to stand up, be counted, stick together. When you're up against it, you at that point you've still got a point, and again people were more interested in trying to dig each other out, and it resulted in us losing the game. And I said to the players, we had a game plan. We knew we had to make them play a certain way. We knew we had to turn the game, to give ourselves the best chance. We had to turn it into that game today. And I thought the game plan was excellent. It was just unfortunately we only executed it for 84 minutes, not for 95. And when you do it against teams like Chippenham, you if you don't do it for the whole game, you will get punished, and that's what happened. But I'm not too disappointed with the performance, because I thought it was good for long periods on what we asked them to do, but I am disappointed with the way that they've not stuck together and not fought for each other and got over the line, and that's something that we've addressed. But we'll dust ourselves down and we'll go again Tuesday.
Yeah, that was true. Old John Beck style, though, mate. It's hard to defend against, but we were doing it so well. And you're right, we looked not necessarily the better side, but we were certainly in front. We'd taken our goals well. And
The first half performance, to put yourself 2-0 up against a team like that is a real good effort from everybody. And I thought our defensive shape out of possession, the way we pressed in the middle of the park, we didn't allow them time on the ball. We forced them to cross from deep, and which is what we wanted them to do. And then we wanted to try and clear the box and keep them out of the box, and if it did come in and the goalkeeper's there to come and pick it up, and everything went well. We managed to score the couple of goals, and at that point everything was going well. And the second half was much the same. Probably got a little bit too deep, but with them going free at the back and putting an extra man forward, it did make our wide men get even deeper, and then we couldn't stop their centre-halves splitting and bringing the ball out. So, they're all things that we probably could have looked at, done a little bit better. But ultimately, if we just kept our concentration, stuck together and showed a little bit more balls, then I think, we probably deserve more than nothing out of the game. I thought we were good value for a point. But dust ourselves down, Nigel. And, we've got an important game now Tuesday night. We can take lots of the positives from today's game, and we'll welcome Danny Kelly back for his debut on Tuesday, which will be a welcome addition, and we'll go there and look to try and get a positive result.
Yep, thank you very much, mate.
Cheers.